This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free.
And my guest in this hour of Living on Purpose is Lisa Kartnick. Nice to have you here.
Thank
Hi.
You.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good evening. I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
My name is Dawn, and I'm a coach, and I work with people on changing their mindset. It's very interesting what you said about when you are open to different things, they just seem to open up around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just very interested in the techniques that I use are visualization, emotional flooding. You know, I'm a coach. I'm not a therapist. So we're looking forward. But it's still to change your mindset, and it's still to get into some of these deep programming areas. And I'm just wondering if your guest has any ideas on, not therapeutic techniques, but something that I might be able to use in my line of work.
Well, what are you using currently to ask them to visualize their ideal futures?
Exactly that. So I do a technique with emotional flooding where you look at what would happen if things don't change.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go deeper and deeper and deeper into that.
Worst case scenario.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you come back and you change your body, you know, change your state so that you're in a very positive, a very strong state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at all of the things that you want to see, your ideal future, and you keep going further and further and further. I mean, it is a very powerful technique, but
Absolutely.
It's also very emotionally draining, and it's difficult to do if you're doing phone workshops.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I thought, this might be a good opportunity to kind of bring that into it is because when you were talking about the before the age of seven, it's the same thing. We're getting at the same spot, I believe.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. And it really sounds like you're on the right track, too. What I would stress, and you probably already know this, is that when you're asking them to visualize their ideal futures, that they go into it with all five senses. What do they hear? What do they see? What do they smell? What do they touch? What do they taste? All five senses. And how does it feel? And ask them to visualize the volume button on a stereo and amp that feeling up until it couldn't be any more powerful. So that's another definition of an emotional flooding, I suppose, where they experience the bliss and the joy and the love of whatever it is they want to create, because it's the emotions that will draw them to the experience rather than just the imagery.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling it, really feeling it through your whole body, I think, is a key too.
Exactly. And ask them to rehearse that regularly.
Okay.
And it will reinforce it so much stronger, particularly when they're just waking up in the morning or when they're going to sleep at night and they're accessing those different brainwave states, the slower ones. It will anchor it in so much more deeply and easily. And another technique, too, is when they're feeling the emotions that they most want to have in their life, and it's the emotions that they're going for rather than the experience, and I'm sure you know that as well, have them hold their index fingers and thumbs of each hand and get them to imprint that into that signal to their body, and the body will remember, so that when they do their meditations and visualizations on their own, if they again squeeze those fingers together, the body will flood the experience back.
Right, it becomes a trigger.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
An anchor.
I totally agree with visualizing where a person wants to go. You don't want to be too focused on the past. It's just that sometimes there are blocks hindering the person from moving forward, which is when we need to take little forays back there and clear that up and then move forward. But you don't just look backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Thank you. Well, that was nice, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, nice to compare notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Living on Purpose, and my guest in this hour of Living on Purpose is Lisa Kartnick. Nice
Hi.
To have you here.
Thank
Hi.
You.
Yes, and we just had a caller, which was great. Oh, we have a caller. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
I've had this invitation to call in about a dream, so I thought I'd call. I have this dream quite a bit, and I don't know, what does it mean? I'm reading this newspaper, and I'm reading it and reading it and reading it, and after a while I realize I'm not understanding it, so I read it again and again, and then I realize I'm not really understanding it, so I really focus on it harder and harder, and then finally I see the words, and they're not making any sense, eh? They're like nouns and verbs mixed up, right, like cat, can, fish, will, you know, snow, mountain, And I'm realizing they're not making any sense, and I'm trying harder and harder and harder to understand it, put the sentences together, and then I realize this is a dream, and then I wake up. And I had this, I don't know how many times I had this dream. It's an ongoing one. I don't know what it means.
How are you feeling in the dream?
I guess really, really focused, yeah. Never thought about that. I'm really, like, it's a real, I'm trying hard.
And do you find that in your daily life that you try really hard?
I think, yeah, I probably do, yeah.
Yeah, because often there is a correlation with how we feel in a dream and what's happening in our lives. They are markers for us. It's giving us information about what we need to pay attention to. And so if you're having this dream over and over again, it sounds like your inner guidance is you might want to take a look at that, of how hard you're working, and are you being really hard on yourself?
Hmm.
Is it time to ease up, be gentle with yourself, and play, be playful? Does that sound right? Does that sound accurate?
Well, I would go like ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Yeah, there. Maybe three ka-chings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dreams are really worthwhile to look at.
Never took it that way. I just kind of like, how do I feel in the dream? I never thought about that. I was more like, what do I got to do, I guess? What's happening, you know, instead of what's happening to me? Yeah.
Like sort of what's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That question, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? Do you find you do a lot in your life rather than just spend time being?
What I find really interesting is it happens every time. Is I read it, and all of a sudden I go, okay, it's time to stop reading because you're not getting in this. And then, you know, remember, it's a dream. You go like, oh, yeah, it's a dream. Okay, it's time to wake up. And you wake up.
Yeah.
It's this useless effort. That's how it ends, and I had this conversation with myself in the end, I guess, in this dream. And it's kind of like, you know it's a dream, time to wake up. And you go, yeah, but okay, yeah, okay.
But see, that's perfect, because is there an area of your life where you're putting a lot of energy into something and it's futile? You're finding that it's not worth it. What's the point here?
Well, I hope not, but possibly I should take an inventory, I guess. Yeah.
Well, it's worth taking a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this has been insightful, eh?
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to take a holiday over the holidays.
Go play.
Yeah, go play.
So I think I'll do that.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know what he means about having recurring dreams, because they become so familiar, and
right.
It's sort of hard to crack the code, isn't it?
It can be. So the first question to ask yourself is, how am I feeling in the dream? And have I been feeling that way in my daily life?